Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are as wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh magnify in the house of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. Here to bring you another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. We will teach about the truth of Yah, and who is Yah? Yahweh is Elohim of Abraham, Yishkak King of Kol. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only savior and redeemer of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Holy One of Israel, and Yahweh is the creator of the entire world. Yahweh created the light, and he created the darkness. Yahweh did all these things. And we're going to speak about Yahweh. Shalom to everyone listening in our internet audience. Hallelujah. We know the only reason that you are tuning into our program is because of your great fear towards the mighty Yah. So as I stated, we're going to teach about Yahweh's truth. And in our prior program that Moray Ishaya so exquisitely taught, dealing with who are the Gentiles, we're going to continue speaking about who are the Gentiles tonight, because the Gentiles hold a great position in the world today, and they have a great effect and influence on the world and the events today. And the Most High has not forgot about them either. Know that you've been taught various things, as Moray Ishaya brought out. Even the people that are the children of Yah have been taught that they are Gentiles and believe that they are too Gentiles, and that the Gentiles are not who you think they are. Yahweh has had a different story. And we're going to learn about the Gentiles, as Moray Ishaya taught about positive things first. He showed how it will be the Gentiles who will lick up the dust of your feet. And who is your feet? Well, let me show you. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. In Isaiah 49, it's in verse 22. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons and their arms. Thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lift up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am Yah. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Who waits for Yah? Who is the Gentiles licking feet for? Israel. That's who. And who is Israel? Israel is the black man and woman that has been brought to these United States on slave ships, and it has been scattered throughout the entire world through the act of the transatlantic slave trade, African Islamic slave trade, throughout the world, scattered away from our homeland to dwell in our graves, as the mighty Yah has stated. And we will be taken out of our graves, brought home, and the Gentiles will lick up the dust of your feet. That's a positive thing. That's a positive thing. Another positive thing is in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, where it says in verse 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee." Talking about his children, his people, who have been down in their graves, where it's dark, where it is confusion, where they don't even know who they are. Now it is time for you to rise. "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth as it is, and gross darkness the people as it is. But Yah shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." And that's what's coming next. "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings the brightness of thy rising." Who's coming to your light? The Gentiles. "Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall come to thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall shoot forth the praises of Yah. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory." Now, who is the house of his glory? Well, the only people the Most High called his glory is in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And in Isaiah 43, you'll read where it states, in verse 3, "For I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." That's who Yahweh is. He's the sacred one, the set apart one, the sanctified one, the only one, the only power of Israel, Yahweh. And he's the Savior. "I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring your seed from far, from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." Israel is Yah's glory. Yah has done what he has said and will do what he has said in Isaiah the 60th chapter for the house of his glory. And the first thing he said that's going to happen is that the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. He said he will do this, and he will glorify the house of his glory. He's going to glorify his people. He's going to glorify his house. Because through Israel, Yahweh gets his glory. Now, about the Gentiles, as I said, Mori Ishaya taught about the positive things on the sixth day. But I am going to show you some things that you might view as negative, because these are some negative things the Gentiles have done. As I said in the beginning, the Gentiles play a major role in the world and had a major influence on all aspects of life for hundreds of years, even thousands. And their time is coming to a close. But before it does, you must know and must see and understand who they are and what they have done and what will happen and how they have completely bamboozled you. And I'll start in the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter. In the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter, I will start reading in verse 23, where it states, Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. Did I not say the Gentiles have influenced the world? The Gentiles play a major role in the world. Here, you see this fourth beast, which Yah said is the fourth kingdom, shall devour the whole earth. Who do you know? What nations do you know has devoured the whole earth and tread it down and has broken into pieces? What nation can you tell me has done this that is a black nation? I only know one nations or group of nations of people that have done this, that Yahweh gave the ability to do such a thing, because this is their time. And in verse 24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and others shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Who do you know does this? Who do you know speaks great words against the Most High? Great everything against the Most High. Everything they say is great. Great walls, great days, great this, great that. The greatest ever. The greatest nation, the greatest army, the greatest ingenuity, the greatest history, this great nation. And while speaking great things, wearing out the saints of the Most High. See, the Gentiles have convoluted your understanding and have made you believe that a saint is something that is really not. But the only saints of Yah are the children of the Most High, who's wearing them out. can think to change times and laws, and shall be given unto his hand for a time of times and the dividing of times. Who has changed times and laws? Well, the Gentiles have. And the Gentiles have done many things. I'm going to speak about a couple of major things the Gentiles have done pertaining to Yahweh's word that has changed times and laws. The Gentiles, from the beginning of the word of Yah, had thought to change his law. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the very first chapter, we're going to see how the Gentiles have tried to finagle their own theology into the word of the Most High. In Genesis, the first chapter, the 26th verse, it states, "And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And then they stop right there. And they have taught you that this is how you know that the Creator had his Son with them. And this Son, of course, that they talk about, the Christ of the New Testament. They say, that's how you know, let us, who is us? And everybody has came to believe that us has to be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Even though you never read about this Trinity nowhere in the Holy Scriptures, and you don't even read about it in the New Testament. Not one word has been mentioned about a Trinity. Yet they try to finagle their corrupted thought processes by using this scripture. Let us. Well, who is us? Us. We'll show you who that is. But first, let me show you what they don't teach. As it said, let us make man in our own image, and let us, and let him have dominion and after our own likeness, and let him then have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. Now why doesn't it say in Elohim created man in their image? The image of Elohim created they him. Male and female created they them. It doesn't say that because that's not what happened. And who was the Most High speaking amongst? Who was he looking at and saying, let's make man in our own image? Well, go to the book of Job, the 38th chapter. We'll show you who was there, who didn't do anything sense of creating man, because Yahweh said he did this by himself. In Job 38, it says, let me get the verse 5. No, verse 4. The Most High said, Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Yeah, he's talking to Job, but now he's talking to the liars that think to tell you who was with Yah. Where were you when I, he didn't say when we, like the Quran, but he said when I laid the foundations of the earth, declare it, Gentiles, and those that teach the Gentiles have taught, declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if you knowest? Or who hath scattered the line upon it, stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of Elohim shouted for joy. Who is those? Sons of Elohim, his malachim, his messengers, his angels, they sang and shouted for joy when Almighty created the heavens, the earth, and sea, and all that in them is by himself. How do I know he did it? By himself. Because you'll read that he said he did it by himself in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Start reading verse 24. Thus saith Yah, Isaiah 44, verse 24. Thus saith Yah, thy Redeemer, and he, not we, does not say, thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemers, thus saith the Elohims, or thus saith the gods, or thus saith them, but thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. He formed thee. They formed thee. Am Yahweh. It doesn't say we are Yah. I am Yah that maketh all things. That means humans also. All is inclusive of the totality of the matter. All things that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars and maketh the diviners mad, that turneth the wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers. And I'm one of his servants, letting you know they lied to you, the Gentiles, when they told you us. Was the Holy Trinity, was the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Father, Son, and the Mother, or whoever else? It was a lie. They've tried to teach you this for years, and people ask this all the time. But Yahweh said he did it by himself. And why would they want you to believe that there was someone with the Most High? Well, they want you to believe this, and that they are the Gentiles. They want you to believe this because they want you to not know who you are. And who your Elohim is, and who you come from, and who holds the true power. said, they want to wear out the saints of the Most High. And they is the Gentiles. And in order to do that, they have had to declare rebellion and war against Yahweh and his people. And they have done that by attempting to take away any semblance and remembrance of who you are, Israel. So they went all the way back to the beginning in order to attempt to fool you. Now they want you to believe the sun was there because they don't want you to know who the real sun is. Let me show you another method the Gentiles has used in this book to try to get you to forget who you are. And I may say, they didn't just try. They have. And the only reason the Gentiles have succeeded this well and this long in teaching you things that are not even in the book of Yah, the only reason the Gentiles have been able to teach lies and deceit, even though it's not in his book, but they try to use the scriptures in his book and tell you this is what it means. The only reason that they've been able to be so successful at getting a person that has a nationality, a name, an identity, a history, a culture. The only reason you've been able to be so excited and enthralled and head over heels, the fact that after 390 some odd years, they're finally releasing a black superhero movie and everybody is so excited about it because you don't know who you are. So a fictional character of an African nation makes the whole group of African Americans very elated. The only reason we are getting excited over that, and the only reason that we have been taken away from our own truth and selves in history, is because Yahweh said it will. He said it would be done. Before I show you this next thing, let me show you where he said this will be done. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Now I know, I'm not saying the movie coming out with the black superhero is a bad thing. I'm just saying the reason why our people are so excited over it. One, when's the last time you've seen a black superhero movie that was actually decent and had dignity and it wasn't black exploitation? When's the last time that happened? Never. So that's a good thing. Then, black people don't have no king. Black people don't have a nation. Black people don't have a military. Black people don't have their own science organizations. And I'm not talking about all black people, because the whole nation of African, the whole continent of African nations that have all that. And that's how you know you're not part of those nations. But the black people in America and in the islands, we don't have that. So to see it depicted in a positive light, oh my goodness. When's the last time you've seen that? But if you were used to King David being the man, King Solomon being the man, King Josiah, King Hezekiah, if you was used to things like that, what will be another black superhero movie? The proper time to show it to you. And yes, I'm going to go see it. And yes, I'm going to enjoy it. I don't think I'm talking against it. I'm just letting you know why we are feeling this way about it. And the only reason that has happened is because in the book of Deuteronomy 32, the Most High said this. In verse, we'll start at 21. It says, verse 19. When Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what the latter end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom there is no faith. I'm talking about us. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn to the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and the terror within shall destroy young man and virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. This here is why the Gentiles' trickery has been so effective. You think somebody can just walk up to you in your whole community and tell you that their donuts are sweeter, that their cake is better, that their stuff is better than yours, and it is some putrid, disgusting stuff, and it looks putrid and disgusting, sounds putrid and disgusting, yet you take it like it's better than what you ever seen in your life? You think somebody can just do that to you, and it hasn't been from the divine intervention of the Almighty? No, can't do that. It has to be from the Creator. You can't tell me we come from Abraham and Sarah. Sarah, at 90 years of age, was looked at as being beautiful. Men were ready to kill Abraham for a 90-year-old black woman. Yeah, that's right. And the Gentiles know that that wasn't their people. Have you ever seen a 90-year-old Gentile that you would kill for? So you can't hand me something that I know is lesser. You telling me that this is the greatest nation, as they say, and Yah said that his nation, his country, the land, look what he said about his land. I want to see if that's what's going on here. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, believe I want, the 11th chapter. And we're going to go start reading verse 10. For the land, whether you go to possess, whether you go in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out. Look what you had to do in Egypt and tell me if this sounds familiar. Where you sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. Is that not what you got to do here? You got to sow your seed and you got to water it every day. But the land that you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh the water of the rain of heaven, a land which Yahweh, thy Elohim, careth for. The eyes of Yah, thy Elohim, are always on it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Do you understand we didn't need sprinkler systems in our land? Yes. But you could hand me something much worse than this and tell me it's better. The only way is because Yahweh said it shall be done. Now, the other thing that they do, the Gentiles, they use this book, and I'm going to show you something major that's been used for years to try to deceive you. It's in the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter. In Genesis chapter 9, we'll start reading at verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. Now, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken and was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Now, the lie that Gentiles have taught for a multitude of years is that this is why black people are black people. The curse that was put on Canaan, they say, and they call it the curse of Ham. But this obviously is not the curse of Ham. This is a curse of Canaan, and it is not the curse of Ham. But they say that this curse was their skin, the Hamites, were turned black, and that they were cursed to be servants. And that's how they justified one of the lies they use to justify subduing and subverting people. He said your skin was cursed to black. Now, that's interesting because when you read the Holy Scriptures, you'll find only one kind of skin curse, meaning there's only one curse that I've ever seen throughout the entire Holy Scriptures in which somebody's skin is cursed. And the only color I've never seen it turn is black. Only color I've ever seen it turn is, well, I'll show you. Go to the book of Numbers. It's funny. They'll tell you that's what that means in the book of Genesis, but they'll never tell you what this means. And if you ask them what this means, I'm going to tell you what they show you. In Numbers 12, and we'll just get right to it. Verse 9, when Moses and Miriam and Aaron started breaking fly against Moses, Yahweh didn't like that because they was talking bad about Moses, their own brother, Yahweh's servant. The anger, verse 9 of Numbers, the 12th chapter, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. Now Haran looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Haran said unto Moses, alas, my master, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us where we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one of the dead of whom the flesh is half consumed, and he cometh out of his mother's womb. Did you know the word nigger comes from the Latin word necro, which essentially means death, black. Yet, the scriptures of the Most High associate white skin as being necro. But they never tell you about that. But they will tell you the curse of Ham is a curse of black skin. But does Yahweh agree with that? No. But why has the Gentiles done this? Why? Well, the Gentiles' mission is to wear you out, to stop you from being returned to your true power. And they have made sure to put a big roadblock in front of you. They have taught you that there's a son that ain't you. And then they went to show you that the worst person in the book looks like you, who you were. You used to know you was the son of the Most High. And you used to be happy and jubilant and love your blackness. Now you pray to a fake son, and he is completely the opposite color of you. Why did they do this? As I showed you, because Yahweh ordained it. Our ancestors' iniquity and rebellion and sin, and our sin and iniquity and rebellion has laid the foundation for us to be punished as Yah said we have been, to even forget who we are. So those are two major things that the Gentiles have used in this book: the color of your skin and your identity completely. Let me show you another place where they have done this. The book of Psalms. And before I go there, just to make a point about and show you how important we held the color of our skin, since we're in Black History Month, and among the House of Israel, Cincinnati, always Black History Month, but we'll show you something. It's in the Song of Songs. In the first chapter, or the Song of Solomon. In the first chapter, it reads in the fifth verse, I am black. Now, the Gentiles have taken their new translations because they saw that the King James just wasn't supporting them too much. They have this teaching and these theologies and all these philosophies and these theories and these so-called facts about black folks and how terrible we are and how stupid we are and how crazy we are and how ugly we are. But it doesn't hold up in the very book that they was trying to perpetuate this lie with. Book of the Song of Solomon. So they got you these new international versions, these new King James versions, these amplified versions, all these different versions that just tweak certain things that they missed back in 1611. You know, like, I am black, but beautiful. That's what comely means. So you thought that came out back with James Brown. I'm black and beautiful with the Panthers and in that movement. I'm black and beautiful, black and beautiful. No. Solomon said, I'm black but beautiful. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon, look not upon me because I am black, because the sun has looked upon me. You know what she's saying? The sun, I'm kissed by the sun, baby. Black and beautiful. I don't know where they get this stuff from, the Gentiles, but it's not the book of Yah. Now, I was going to take you to the book of Psalms to show you some more lies that they've perpetuated in order to take you away from the Most High. In the book of Psalms, we'll go right to the second Psalms. And I'm going to demonstrate not only how the Gentiles have taught what this means to them, but how your pastors teach you today. The Gentiles, along with your pastors today, they don't explain and show you supporting scriptures. They'll do something like this, whether it be Gentile or Jew, as they say. They'll do this. They'll tell you to go to a book, as I've told you to go to the book of Psalms, the second chapter, and they'll tell you to go to one verse, and that verse is 12. And here it says, kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way wherein his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And then they'll go on a raving rant about how this is talking about the Christ of the New Testament, where in fact, it's not talking about the Christ of the New Testament at all. This Psalms was written by David. In the Psalms, David is talking about not only himself, but Yahweh's holy seed. All you got to do, you don't even have to read the whole thing, but you can. Because verse 1 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why are the heathen raging? Because this is their time. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh as he has. Yahweh shall have them derision as he will. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh have said unto me, thou, David, Israel, are my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, why don't they read this to you in theological seminaries and churches and in the mosque and the other places where they teach you these lies? That 12 verse is just talking about the Christ of the New Testament. Why don't they show you that David wrote this, that this was what Yah said to David? Because then that would straight lie. But they have worked a very effective manner on how to show you a lie and take you away from Yahweh's truth. Verse 10 is, be wise now therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, O ye judges of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he who he be angry with you. Now, Magnifier is talking about the Christians. They put this little capital S on Son. They do that all throughout the book. You see, they put capital letters in places where capital letters should even be. But who did Yahweh say was his son? In the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. Who's been the ones doing these things? Who's been the ones turning upside down these scriptures throughout the book of Yah, trying to perpetuate a lie that their words are even in the scriptures? They say that the Holy Trinity, even though Yahweh never said that. They tell you that the best and purest thing on the planet is a white person, even though Yahweh never said that. They also tell you that a black person is cursed because of Ham forever, with no redemption from it ever, even though Yahweh has never told you that. And they told you the Son was the Christ of the Nativity. But Yahweh said in Exodus 4, in 21, and Yahweh said unto Moses, thou goest to return into Egypt. See that thou do all these wonders before Pharaoh. Those wonders before Pharaoh shall I put in your hand. I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yah, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. He doesn't have to lie to you. The Most High showed Israel to be his firstborn son. There it is. Where can they show you that he named the Christ of the New Testament to be his firstborn? I'll tell you where. It's in a place called Nowhere. Another lie in another great travesty that the Gentiles have pulled against his people is to take away the name of the Most High out of his book. And may I add, our conferences that are coming up very shortly. The conference that we'll be having, and this conference is called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, founded by the late prophet, servant of Yah, Moray Elisha Ben Yisrael. This is our 25th annual conference, be held this spring in Marietta, Georgia. Our information for reservations is on our website, which you can go to, and it'll be, and you'll have all the hotel information you need. And we'll be discussing the name of Yah. So it's befitting that I give you a little intro and show you the thing that they did. And that was, they took away Yah's name out of his book. They kept all the false deities' names, and that's something. But they took away the Most High's name. And in the book of Exodus, the third chapter, it reads in Elohim 13 verse, and Moses said, and let me just show you how they do. This is their deceit. This is their trickery. This is their lies. And I find it quite interesting that as you grow up in school, in the Gentile-controlled schools, you learn proper so-called English. And you learn that noun is a person, place, or thing. And that pronouns, proper nouns, should be capitalized. Because proper nouns are names of people, places, and things. A name, like the city called New York, is capitalized. Cincinnati is capitalized. Every one of you's names are capitalized. And they also teach you that with names, you do not translate them. This is what it's taught. This is grammar 101 or whatever you want to call it. Language arts. You do not translate names. You transliterate names. Now, what does that mean? Well, translate the language. Yeah. So, if it's chair in English, in Spanish, it's silla. Yeah. You might thought I was saying bye in English, but I'm saying silla in Spanish means chair or seat. That's translate. But a transliteration is transferring the sound. So if I'm Isha in America, when I go to China, I'm Isha. When I go to Africa, in Ghana, I'm Isha. When I go to France, I'm Isha. When I go to Australia, I'm Isha. And so is everybody else with their names whenever they travel the world. When a foreigner comes to you and they say their name is Udunde, you don't say, oh, yeah, we call you John in English. No. You say, Exodus, the third chapter, the 13th verse, it says, and Moses. Now, did they transliterate or did they translate Moses? They did a little bit of mixture because his name is really Moshe. So they kept the Mo and changed the Zis. But it's Moses, Moshe, but it's still capitalized. Said unto Elohim. You see they have G-O-D. Did they translate or transliterate? Well, Elohim's not a name, contrary to proper belief. Elohim is not his name. His name is Yah. So his name isn't God or Elohim. So if they translate Elohim, that's fine. Even though God doesn't mean the same thing Elohim means. That's why we say Elohim. Because they not only translated it, they translated it. Yeah, they transferred a lot. Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the Elohim of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What is his proper noun? What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And Elohim said unto me, Moses, I am that I am. Now, that's not what he said. He said his name. But you read, I am that I am. They just trying to tell you what think it means, even though it is what it means. That's still not what he said. He said his name. If somebody asked me, they say, man, what's your name? And I said, Fire of Yah. I didn't tell them my name. I told them the description of my name, what my name means. So everybody run around, Fire of Yah, Fire. No, that's not. I ain't run around, I am that I am. He said unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Who's I am? How crazy do you sound going to I am? Who's that? And Elohim said, moreover, that's why the Most High made sure he said it like this. And Elohim said, moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel. And then what they put Yah. They put Lord. Not only is this not a transliteration, not only is it not a translation, it's a translation. They've been obsessed with transing stuff for years. They done transliterate, translated, translated, transgendered, trans. Well, they didn't trans anything right here. They just straight up lied. Because it doesn't say Lord God. His name is Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers. Elohim of Yitzchak. Elohim of Yaakov. Why did he connect these men to his name? So you don't get mistaken who he's talking about. Because even though the Gentiles had attempted to corrupt word of the Most High by putting words that aren't even there in them, still have sent his messengers and his messages to let us know, man, that's Yahweh, the end of Abraham, Yahweh, and Yaakov. So if you say, somebody might say, man, I don't know the name of the Creator, but I heard God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know you're talking about the Messiah. But the Gentiles, they made sure that name was taken out. In the book of Exodus, this chapter, I'll show you what else they did to his name. In chapter 6, 2, Exodus says, and Elohim spake unto Moshe and said unto him, I am Yah, and I appeared unto Abraham, yes, and unto Isaac, and unto Yaakov by the name El Shaddai, or what in your book, God Almighty. Now that is, El Shaddai means Almighty Power, or the Most High, the Supreme Power. G-O-D, as I said, I mean Elohim, but nevertheless, in your books it says God Almighty, El Shaddai, but by my name, what has the Gentiles done? They put this funny word here called Jehovah. Now here they try to say they translated it, and that's a bad translation. Because you're never supposed to translate names, but translate. obliterate them. And what is this? Jehovah. Who knows? It ain't the Most High's name. Not his name. His name is Yah. Look in the book of Psalms 68. In Psalm 68, it says in verse 4, sing unto Elohim, sing praises unto his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Look what they did. In some of your books, if you got an older scriptures, it might say Yah. But in most of your books, it's going to say Jah. Because the heathens, the Gentiles, have put in this little deception called the letter J. Where in the world that came from? All they did was put a curl on the I. You know that, right? That's why they next to each other in the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, H, I, J. And J ain't nothing but a little I with a curl on it. That's why a lowercase J has a dot, like an I has a dot. You don't know, hear nobody saying dot J's and cross your T's. They always say dot I's and cross your T's. Why? Because J is fake. The J sound came from the G sound. That's why the G sound goes J or G in various languages. But they put this J here to take away the true sound, which is Yah. But you still can understand that his name is not Lord. It's Yah. And the heathens, the Gentiles, they're the ones that's done these things. They're the ones that's talked these lies. They're the ones that's changed these names, changed these identities, just to take you from who you really are. Another place that the heathens, the Gentiles, have attempted to vanquish your remembrance. In the book of Isaiah, start reading in the 9th chapter, where it reads in the 6th verse, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty Elohim, Lasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace shall there be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of Yah, of hosts, will perform this." Yes. Now, they'll teach you only verse 6. "Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." Oh, that's talking about Christ of the New Testament. Do they always have to take your national identity and put it on this one man who Yahweh never mentioned ever? Because they're trying to make you forget who you are and who your true government is. And nowhere has the Christ of the New Testament ever been called any of these things. Not Wonderful, not Counselor, not the Mighty Elohim, not the Everlasting Father. Of course not the Everlasting Father. I mean, he died. How is that everlasting? He's yet to return. How does he become everlasting? The Most High said that he raised his hand up to heaven and he swears that he lives forever. So, this is not talking about who they've taught you. Of course, it says the Prince of Peace. And the New Testament, the Christ in the New Testament taught against that. But this is talking about David. Because it says, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. He names who this king is. Don't let them continue to fool you. All the Gentiles have done all of these lies in the Holy Scriptures is attempt to draw you from your true self. Why? Why do they want that to happen? Let me show you. Go to the book of Jeremiah. Start reading in the 31st chapter. Verse 35 says, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea with the waves thereof roar. Yahweh's name, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation from before me forever. Thus saith Yah, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they that have done, saith Yah. Now why? I use this to show you that the Gentiles are deliberately attempting to take you away from the Most High. Because, don't you know, all the while they're lying to you in the schools, they're lying to you in the medical offices, they're lying to you in the universities, they're lying to you in the churches, in the mosques, in the synagogues, they're lying to you on the television, they're lying to you on radio, they're lying to you on the internet. They're lying to you in the bookstores. All the while, they have got you consumed with their lies. What they're really doing in their office buildings in the middle of the night with their lights on at the top and in their fortresses when all of the rest of the world, especially the children of Yah, while they're lad in darkness, what they're doing is they're attempting to figure out how they can measure the heavens, how they can measure the depths, how they can stop the sun from shining by day and the moon from shining by night. All the while, they're feeding you garbage. Because they know the real way they could get you cut off is for you to not witness the truth to the mighty Yah. And the truth that you must witness is the word of the Most High. So if you stop witnessing that Yahweh gave the sun for a light by day, and Yahweh gave the moon and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for light by night. If you stop witnessing to his truth, then they don't even need to make a machine to do it. They'll just teach the lies. You'll support it. And now Yah's witnesses have become silent. And who would stand up for Yah? And do you think Yah allow his word to come back void? Well, Let's see. In the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 8th verse, it reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth," and the heathen trying to find out how high. That's why they love teaching this flat earth theory, because they get to tell you how high the heavens go. "And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." That's the word of God. "And it won't come back void." And the only way the heathens can get you cut off is if they do what Yahweh said. So they try to make a loophole. Say, well, they know they can't search the heavens. Look what they're doing. They keep on, you know, sending stuff up there and it goes missing and never comes back. They can't record it. They can't get to the bottom of the depths of the sea. They haven't dug through the earth to come out the other side. They can't do it. They don't know how, even if they keep on trying to figure it out. But since they know it's going to take them forever to do it, they said we could get them cut off if they just stop witnessing for Yah. Attempted to do the Gentiles. They have took away your national identity. They have took away your appearance. And they've took away the name of your power. Look what it says in the book of Psalms 83, been read before. Verse 1, "Keep not thou silence, O Elohim, and hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim." Why? Because if the Most High was like, "I'm just going to let it be," then he wouldn't send no more messengers. And then they wouldn't witness, wouldn't go forth. But Yahweh, he don't go to sleep, and he don't steal. He is a living Elohim, the living Elohim. Verse 2, "For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones." And it is Gentiles that have gone throughout the holy scriptures and more places than I've already shown to finagle their corrupted, wicked lies to draw you from the Most High. But Yahweh said that he will get deliverance for his holy name's sake. And he will send his servant to set the crooked things straight. And the Most High's word does not come back void. He will not fail at what he has said he will do. And he is doing it. And this is why Yahweh has raised us up to teach you nothing but the truth. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much. So do we at the house of Israel. Hallelujah and shalom.